Good morning. My name is Eugene, or Gene Canning. You'll see me twice this morning in the welcome, and then again briefly at lunch. And I want to take a moment to thank all of you for carving time out of your life and responding to the invitation to be here today, both in person and online. We are creating a Sangha, and that is our support group to get us through these times. And when we learn how to move through the world with equanimity, we learn it together. For whatever cause that brought you here today, I'm grateful for your appearance, and it's my fervent hope that you find some sort of resolution in your life that helps with equanimity. And now I would like to introduce our teacher, Anna Brown Griswold. And she says she fell in love with insight dialogue practice in 2012 after nearly 20 years of practice and study in the Tibetan and Zen Koan lineages of Buddhism, including monastic practice and extended solitary retreats. For most of her adult life, she has been experimenting with ways to integrate the awakening power of Dhamma practice, the skills of psychotherapeutic healing, and an embodied lens of social justice. Anna Brown currently shares insight dialogue practice online and locally in Seattle, where she works as a trauma therapist and facilitator. As a mom to a toddler, bringing insight dialogue into the whole beautiful mess of parenting is an ongoing practice. So welcome to our talk today, Discovering True Equanimity Together.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jean. It's a little impermanence reminder, because my daughter is no longer a toddler. They are 7 now, and it's still the whole beautiful mess of parenting. I really just want to pause for a moment together first. Like, here we are on a Saturday morning in November, in what for many of us is a pretty intense time, politically, socially. And of us feel our like basic presence. And the basic ground of the present moment. And the basic ground of practicing together. So I want to name a little bit about the arc of today, just briefly, and then we'll sit. We'll start with sitting. If you saw the little blurb for today, it's about equanimity. And there are many, many teachings in the Dharma about equanimity, primarily in teachings on the four immeasurables, the four Brahma-Viharas, and in teachings about the seven factors of awakening. Many others as well, but those are kind of most familiar. And then there's insight dialogue, which is this incredible practice that is grounded and rooted in silent meditation and in the Dhamma, and also offers an incredible tool for deepening our understanding, our prajna, our insight, and for compassion, for heart. So that's what we're going to be up to today, is working with insight dialogue to actually practice equanimity. So often equanimity is taught as fruition, you know, the kind of standard Buddhist, here's the ground, here's the path, here's fruition, and equanimity is often considered a fruit of practice. But there is also a way to practice developing, cultivating, uncovering this quality of fundamental ground and fundamental spaciousness that I know I'm needing to keep practicing right now. Yeah. So we'll practice for the morning about now till 12:15. We'll have a walking meditation. There'll be some silent meditation, a Dhamma talk, insight dialogue. We'll have an hour for lunch, 12:15 to 1:15. And then we'll do more practice in the afternoon. Okay? All right. So with that, oh, here's the bell. I think I'll just add one thing. Jean, thank you so much for your introduction. That's my little like bio, you know. And it feels important to name that fundamentally where I come from in sharing the Dharma is a perspective of engagement in the world. So while I profoundly value deep study and practice, I have a master's in Buddhist studies. I've done probably, you know, I've lived as a monastic for 2 years and long solitary retreat. My orientation now is to how do we practice? How do we realize and have some kind of freedom from suffering for ourselves and other beings in the midst of this life that is not just individual, but collective. So, yeah, there that is. That's where I'm coming from.